From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. Their leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. Mr. Kerry made a quick visit to Baghdad Friday to talk with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi.
What we certainly did indicate to him, because it is in our interest, was that it is important to have political stability. And it is important to have a unified and functioning government as rapidly as possible in order to move forward so that all of these operations are not affected.
Secretary Kerry reiterated U.S. support for the Iraqi push against the Islamic State and said Washington stands ready to do more if needed. Some U.S. and Western officials say the Islamic State is having trouble entrenching itself in Libya despite a concerted effort. The most recent estimates put the number of IS fighters in Libya at about 5,000. That's roughly twice what it was a year and a half ago. The number is expected to grow as IS officials in Syria and Iraq continue to encourage foreign fighters to head to Libya. Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks. Suspect is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. Mohamed Abrini is a Belgian of Moroccan descent and believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at the Brussels airport. If true, that would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks carried out by the Islamic State that totaled with 162 people dead. This is VOA News. United Nations is calling for collective action to combat violent extremism. We get that story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Terrorism and extreme violence are not new phenomena, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says modern technology like smartphones along with social media outlets have allowed the twin scourges to spread like a cancer. Ban says it is time to try a new approach.
We need a more comprehensive and balanced approach that addresses the drivers of violent extremism. I think we should invest and focus more on prevention.
That, he says, involves the need to address the root causes of what drives people, particularly youth, to become radicalized and join terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State militant group and Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter heads to Asia today. He delivered a speech Friday on Asian security, and he said that the countries are appealing to the United States for support because of Chinese actions in the disputed South China Sea. Carter said that although the United States has disagreements with China, Washington is committed to working through them in ways that do not destabilize the region. Chinese President Xi Jinping said earlier this year Beijing's military expansion in the vast South China Sea is no threat to its neighbors. Hopes for a resumption of Afghan peace talks ahead of the so-called Taliban spring offensive seem to have diminished, prompting Afghanistan to increasingly blame Pakistan for the lack of progress. We get more now from Ayaz Ghul.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have been trying to arrange direct peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban to seek a settlement to the Afghan war. The United States and China have supervised the effort, but the so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group has failed to initiate the peace process. The group is likely to meet again later this month. The Taliban's refusal to engage with the Kabul government in any talks is blamed for the setback. Afghanistan's ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Umar Zakhilwal, believes the two countries are to be blamed for preventing progress in the peace process. Addressing a seminar in Islamabad with Pakistani foreign policy advisor Sartaj Aziz this week, the Afghan diplomat insisted it is widely believed back in his country that Taliban commanders are using Pakistan for insurgent activities with the knowledge and help of the country's security institutions. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
And in sports news, round three of the Masters Golf Tournament takes place today. Round two was Friday. Jordan Spieth remains atop the leaderboard by the end of the day on Friday. He fired a 74 Friday. That's four under par after two rounds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.